91X News.
It's 1 degree and lightly snowing. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Closing arguments in a shocking murder trial have resumed after a bomb threat forced the evacuation of the courthouse this morning in Kingston, Ontario.
Quinty's new rock source,
Justice Robert Merringer, said heightened security measures
91.3
taken after the threat have slowed down the process of getting the many spectators back inside the building. But he assured the jury that Crown will finish its closing arguments today, and after an early start Friday, he will take the whole day to give his final instructions to the jury. The verdict will be in the jury's hands tomorrow afternoon or early evening. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yahya, and their son Hamed are charged with first-degree murder in the so-called Arner killings of four female family members. A wake-up call was given to the law in Belleville. Four people were arrested and stolen property was seized at a West End residence in Belleville this morning. Members of Project Long Arm, Belleville Emergency Response Team, and the K-9 unit carried out the search warrants. Belleville residents 24-year-old Terry William Teeple and 20-year-old Gage Kenneth Teeple are charged with one count of possession and property obtained by crime each. Both men are also arrested on outstanding warrants for fraud, use stolen credit card, and possession of property obtained by crime. They are both being held for a bail hearing. Sterling resident Patrick French, who is 19 years old, and 15-year-old female young offender are each charged with possession of property obtained by crime. French will appear in court on March the 8th. Prime Minister Stephen Harper outlined a major transformation of immigration, retirement, and investment in his speech to the World Economic Forum today in Davos, Switzerland. Canadian press reporter Heather Schofield is traveling with the Prime Minister and says Harper has a strong message for countries dealing with high debt levels.
Growth. He said that a lot of times countries talk about jobs and growth, but really they're just taking their wealth for granted. They run up lots of costs and live beyond their means, and we just kind of go on assuming that things can continue that way when actually they can't. So he asked some tough questions of the international community there today.
Harper said his government has worked to keep financial disorder out of Canada and is stepping up efforts to set the country on the right foot for coming decades. Environment Minister Peter Kent says he hasn't seen documents released today by Greenpeace. They show the federal government considers environmentalists and Aboriginals to be opponents in the public relations strategy to polish the image of Alberta's oil sands. Kent says that seems to be a gross mischaracterization, but he adds his government must push back with the same passion as groups who have a narrow view of the energy industry. The only person to survive a deadly plane crash in northern Ontario says he'll never be able to understand how he lived while others died. Brian Shedd says the crash near the tiny native community of North Spirit Lake happened in a flash. He says he tried in vain to pull fellow passengers out and douse the fire. Three other passengers and the pilot died in the crash just over 2 weeks ago. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. A few local teams will cut up the ice tonight. The Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bulls will have to hustle. The Dogs have won 8 of their last 10 games. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. Teams are resting up for the 59th annual All-Star Game, taking place this Sunday at the Scotiabank Place in Ottawa. In local volleyball, the Loyalist College men's team has something to celebrate. Two of its Lancers have broken provincial records. During a recent game against Collège Boreal, Kyle Donnan broke the all-time OCAA career record for offensive points scored. He now holds the title with a total of 724 points. In addition, Matt Woods now holds the record for all-time OCAA service aces. He has 157 to his credit, surpassing the previous record of 133. Rafael Nadal is through to the Australian Open final. The Spaniard defeated Roger Federer 6-7, 6-2, 7-6, and 6-4 in the semifinals. Nadal says his rivalry with Federer is a good one.
It's just amazing, no? And this is fantastic. Have one player in front of you that you saw him without mistakes, having a totally complete game. So the only thing that I did all my career is try to keep learning, no? Because I always saw in front of me one player better than me.
Nadal will face the winner of tomorrow's match between defending champion Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91X weather.
Today, cloudy, with snow beginning this afternoon and a high of plus one. Tonight, snow changing to rain this evening. Rainfall amount will be 10 to 20 millimeters, and temperature rising to plus 3 by the morning. And Friday, rain ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Rainfall amount of 5 to 10 millimeters, temperature falling to 0 in the afternoon. It's 1 degree. I'm Jose De Barros with Rene Rogers. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.